Welcome to this podcast by The Rocks Church. We hope you find it challenging and inspiring. For more information, visit therocks.church.
Good morning, The Rocks. How are you all doing this morning, beautiful people? It's good to see you all here. Welcome to our Vision Sunday. I am so thrilled that today we are joined by our brothers and sisters from our Baldavis campus. Come on, let's give them a huge, huge, huge welcome home to our brothers and sisters from Baldavis. This is your home. This is your home. So welcome home. And I want to welcome also those of us joining us online, wherever you're joining us from. You too, our brothers and sisters in Christ, welcome home to you too as well this morning. Hey, today is a very special Sunday. It's our Vision Sunday. And as such, we're not going to hear a sermon per se, but we're just going to have a family conversation, if you like. It's going to be a heart-to-heart conversation. And whether you're joining us here for the very first time this Sunday, or you've been here for many, many years, I believe that God is going to awaken something in your spirit that will make you say, starting from today, I'm going to serve you, God, like I never did before. I'm going to serve you at a new level. I'm going to start giving at a new level like I never have given before in my life. I'm going to be generous. I believe God is going to awaken in your spirit to love your neighbors more. And that's what I'm believing. So if you're here for the first time, maybe you're thinking, am I intruding in a family business here? No, you're not. I'm glad you're here because you get to experience a heartbeat. You get to see what our vision is for our church and for this community, all right? And to that end, I want us to ask God to bless our time together, and let us bow our head and pray to Him one more time before we hear from Him. Father in heaven, we thank You so much for being in our midst this morning. Lord, we believe every single person is here for a reason. You drew us to this place, Lord. We don't know why we came, but You drew us here. And I believe, God, that You have a special word that You want to say to us. So please speak to us, Lord. We need to see Your vision. We want to hear from You, and we want to open our hearts and our minds to what Your Spirit wants to say to us this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. If you agree with me, say amen. Amen. Well, this morning, I want to introduce you to 72-year-old friend Ross, who ran in the 2016 Boston Marathon. Fran was one of 26,639 runners who ran in the Boston Marathon that year. Guess where she placed in the marathon? She placed dead last. I'm serious. She finished the race at 8:45 p.m. and she was runner 26,639 out of 26,639. And if you're wondering why she bothered to even run the race, she didn't run the race without a reason. She had a purpose why she ran the race. You see, she ran in support of her husband who was battling with cancer at the time. I guess it was her way of saying to her husband to keep running, to never give up, and to finish the race. You see, we all run for something. We all live for something. The question is that something worth living for? Is that something worth living for? Andy Stanley, in his book Visioneering, writes this. He says, without vision, you may find yourself looking back on a life that was given to accumulating money. Accumulating money is a vision of sorts, but it is the kind of vision that leaves people wondering if there was more, wondering what they could have done, what they should have done with their brief stay on this little ball of dirt. I guess Andy Stanley is right. That's the reason why we do Vision Sunday, because we believe, whether individually or corporately as a church, it is very important for us to have a vision, because vision gives us meaning. It gives us purpose. It gives us direction. People who destroy their lives usually are people without vision. Because when you don't have vision, you don't have destination to go to. You don't have a purpose in your life. And that's why, you know, we see young people destroying their lives because they lack vision. Even rich and famous people destroy their life. They destroy their marriage because they lack vision. And Andy says, even when you are successful in this world, do you really know what you want out of this world? Do you really know what you want out of your life? Because maybe at the end of your life, you are climbing a ladder that is leaning against the wrong wall. And it's very important for every single person here in this room and every single person listening online to ask this very question: what is the purpose of my life? And is that purpose worth living for? Do you know that Jesus also has a vision for our world? The vision of Jesus for our world is clearly stated by Luke. In Luke 19, verse 10, Jesus says, "The Son of Man came to seek and to save those who are lost." That's all of us. That's God's vision for our world. That's God's vision for our world through Jesus Christ. That is to reconcile the whole world to Himself. And what's so amazing about this vision is this, that Jesus Christ right now is inviting you and me to partner with Him in fulfilling this vision, to make it a reality in our generation. See, that's the calling of God for our world. If you are a follower of Jesus Christ, let me tell you, your personal vision should serve God's overall vision for our world. If you are a follower of Jesus Christ, I'm just going to be honest with you right now. You're not going to be happy. Your life is not going to be fulfilled until your personal vision lines up with God's overall vision for our world. Maybe you're wondering, but Daniel, if I serve God's vision, what about my vision? Guess what? Jesus clearly says in Matthew 6:33, if you seek God and His kingdom and His righteousness, that means if you seek God's vision first, everything will be added to you. You can actually accomplish your vision better when you align your vision to God's vision. You know, I know if you're married, if you're a parent, I know your children are important to you. Guess what? God also has a vision for your children. God wants to see your children saved. God wants to see your children fulfilling God's purpose for their lives. You know, you have a vision for your children. God has a vision for your children. You might have a vision for your finance. Guess what? God also has a vision for your finance. God wants you to succeed in your finance. You know, if you know me, you know I'm not a health and wealth sort of preacher, but I really guarantee you, God doesn't want you to struggle with your finance. God wants you to be successful with your finance. You're not going to be super rich maybe, but God has a purpose for your finance because God wants to use your finance to seek and save those who are lost. You have a career. You have a vision for your career. That's awesome. But guess what? God also has a vision for your career. There's a reason why God placed you where you are right now. Maybe you think, why am I in this company? Why am I in this school? Guess what? You are meant to be there. God placed you there so that you can be salt and light for our world, so that you can help God to fulfill His vision to seek and save the lost while you build your career. That's what Jesus says in Matthew 28. As you go, see, the word go is not imperative, but participle. As you go, you make disciples. That means God placed people everywhere around our globe where you are to fulfill God's purpose for your life as you fulfill your career, as you build your career. God has a purpose for your life. And when you lined up your vision to His vision, I'm telling you, that's where meaning will come to your life. That's where purpose will come to your life. All right? I want every person here in this room to be able to sleep at night knowing that you have partnered with God in seeking and saving the lost in our world. And if you're wondering, like, you know, why don't people do this more? I'm actually very, very sad for those people whose vision is too small. You know, a lot of us, our vision is way too small. A lot of Christians, our vision is way too small. You know, a lot of Christians are happy to just build a good career. We're happy if we have a good family. We're happy, you know, if we can retire well. I'm telling you, that's the vision that is too small for your life. God has a higher vision for you than that, all right? Listen to the words of Paul in Ephesians 3, verse 20. Now all glory glory to God, who is able through His mighty power at work within us to accomplish how much more? To accomplish infinitely more. You see, that's God's desire for you, to accomplish infinitely more than what we might ask or think. I'm telling you, you will not be fulfilled in your life until you know that you have partnered with God to accomplish His purpose here on earth. Nothing, if you are a follower of Jesus Christ, nothing should give you more fulfillment. Nothing should give you more joy than knowing that you have partnered with God in accomplishing His purpose here on earth. That's why we as a church also have a vision. We have a vision that God has placed in our hearts since we started this church. And our vision is very simple. At The Rocks, we want to be a church that makes reaching and loving people who are far from God our number one priority. You know, that is our commitment. We want every follower of Jesus Christ to learn to be mature as much as they can, as soon as they can, so that they can partner with God to accomplish His vision, His purpose for us on earth. And I thank God that over the years, through God's grace, God has continued to bless us, to grow us. We have, you know, baptized hundreds and hundreds of people. A lot of people came to know Jesus Christ because of the ministry of our church. Every year we did a survey, but 1/3 of you used to not go anywhere before you come to The Rocks. And that's God's grace for our church. And, you know, I thank God that last year God added to our family. By adding our brothers and sisters from our Baldavis campus to join us together. I remember at the beginning of last year, Pastor Gordon and I, you know, Pastor Gordon, who started the Baldavis Church, also has the heart for the lost. And we came together at the beginning of last year and we thought, why not we join our vision together? Why not we just partner together so that we can do even greater work to accomplish His purpose in our community, respectively, in Baldavis area and in Cannington area as well. So if you've never been to our Baldavis campus, it's a beautiful, beautiful campus. I want to encourage you to go and pay us a visit from time to time if you can. This is the main auditorium. That's Pastor Gordon admiring the No Perfect People Allowed sign. And this is one of the families from our Baldavis campus. That's Johan and his beautiful family. And that's the Donna welcoming people coming to church. That's Lee just casually strolling along the car park like a gangster. You know, amazing, right? But we want to accomplish more in our Baldavis campus. Pastor Gordon just gave me a report that Wombaland grew from 3 kids to 13 kids. And Upstreet grew from about 20 kids to 35 kids over the last year. And we want to make the facility look even better, more welcoming, more engaging for people who come to church for the first time. This is what the campus, the main auditorium, looks like now. If you can see on the right, you know, we have many, many smaller rooms that make it difficult for our guests to find their way. You know, where's the cafe? Where's the new guest lounge? So we want to do a bit of a renovation to our facility by opening up the foyer a bit more, knocking down some walls so that it looks like this. This is just the artist's impression. You know, Pastor Gordon is hard at work getting builders. Look at that. Isn't that beautiful? Where people can come and just, you know, having a good fellowship, authentic community inside the building, also outside in the alfresco area, is going to be fantastic. Why do we do this? We're doing this because we are partnering with Jesus to build His church. Jesus already prophesied 2,000 years ago that I am going to build my church and all the powers of hell will not conquer it. All right? This is a prophecy from Jesus. This is His vision for our world, that He's going to build His church both physically and figuratively. I believe Jesus is going to build His church. So every single person here, let's not play church. Let's take this seriously. Why? Because Jesus is taking this very, very seriously. It cost Him His life to build His church. You are His church. I am His church. But this work, this vision is too big for only a few people to carry. That's why Jesus' charge, you know, when he left our world, is to go into all the world. And it takes every single follower of Jesus Christ. It takes all of us to make this vision a reality. And it takes every Christian organization in the world to make this vision a reality. And that's why we are so pleased to be able to partner with a lot of different organizations over the years. And we're going to continue to partner with even more organizations because we believe, especially with the COVID-19 pandemic that we are in right now, more than ever, connection is important, more than ever, right? Community is important. And I've been talking with the mayor of the city of Canning, Mayor Patrick Hall. You know, we are one of the partners of the city of Canning to work together with all the leaders in our community to help this community to be better. These are some of our people helping with the Canning River cleanup. We partner with different organizations such as Pregnancy Problem House, you know, with their awesome, awesome ministry. We don't want to be known as a church who is always against something, but we want to be known for what we are for. You know, we are for life. We are for all the amazing things that God has for our world. And more than that, starting this year, we want to partner with all the local business owners in the area to help build their business because we know how difficult it is to run a business these days. And on our social media, we're starting to promote the local businesses. You know, they ask us, like, why are you doing this? Do we have to pay anything? And we say, no, you don't need to pay anything. We just want to see you succeed because when you are successful, we are successful. So if you're hungry later today, this is one good place to go across the street in Carousel Shopping Center. One last thing. We are so pleased as well, starting last year, to start a new movement. We are the founding partner of this new movement called Irresistible Churches Network. And there are more and more churches joining us now throughout Australia from different denominations, from different backgrounds. And they look to you. They look to us for resource. They look to us for help. Doesn't mean that we've done everything perfectly. No, we're still learning as well. But what we have learned, the mistakes that we learned, we want to share it with others so that they too will know more and more how to reach their community, especially people who are far from God. And we have expanded this network to New Zealand, and I've recently recruited an amazing church in Auckland, New Zealand. I talked to the pastor, Pastor Jonathan Dove. It's called Grace City Church in Auckland. So if you're visiting Auckland, this is our brother church in Auckland. You can visit as well. They have an amazing church of about 1,000 people, about our size, and they are an amazing church, and they are partnering with us in reaching our community, especially those who are far from God, all right? So again, I want to ask you this question. We all live for something. The question is that something worth living for? The Apostle Paul, knowing that he's a free man, because how many of you know that we are saved by grace through faith? It costs us nothing. It costs Jesus everything. But God has called us not just into eternal life, but to find meaning and purpose in this world. And listen to what the Apostle Paul says. Even though I'm free of the demands and expectations of everyone, I have voluntarily become a servant to any and all in order to reach a wide range of people. Listen to the kind of people Paul wants to reach. Religious, non-religious, meticulous moralists, loose-living immoralists, the defeated, the demoralized, whoever. In other words, the no-perfect people allowed. This is what I'm living for, Paul says. I'm not going to waste my life. Listen as he continues. All good athletes train hard for a gold medal that tarnishes and fades. You're after one that's gold eternally. That's what we are after, right? Rewards from heaven. I don't know about you, but I'm running hard for the finish line. I'm giving it everything I've got. No sloppy living for me. I'm staying alert. I'm not going to get caught napping. I don't want to, Paul says. I'm living my life for a purpose, with a vision, with a clear vision, to partner with Jesus, to win souls, to win people for Jesus Christ. All right? Francis Chan said something amazing that reminds us of what we talk about today. He says, our greatest fear should not be of failure, but of succeeding at things in life that don't really matter. I want to ask you, things that you are going for in this world, your vision for your life, is it worth living for? Does it really matter what you're trying to achieve in 20 years, in 40 years, in eternity? Does it really matter? You know, I wish I could show you all the life change stories that happen in our church. As I told you before, we've baptized hundreds and hundreds of people over the years. And I wish I could tell you all their stories, but today, just to remind us that it really does matter what we do. It's really important what we do, and it's definitely important for someone like Matt. Let's hear his story.
Hi, my name is Matt Busevac. I'm 42 years old. I was born in Melbourne and my dad left me when I was only a baby. When I was about 16 years old, I started smoking and buying crystal meth, which I regretted. When I was 19 years old, I started selling drugs as well, but I never got caught, luckily. I have always been a hard worker, but since I was a teenager, I've never been able to get rid of my drug habits. I've been in and out of drugs since. I got married and had a daughter who's now 18 years old, but I wasn't there for her, unfortunately. I was too busy off my bloody head and doing things for myself, which I regret, and I was selfish. One day I was driving past Cecil Avenue and I saw a banner that says, "No perfect people allowed," and it grabbed my attention and I wanted to check it out. So one Sunday I decided to come, but I was scared and I was unsure that if I would be accepted because of my background and my tattoos. So I wore a long sleeve shirt to church that Sunday. I was blown away by this place. Everybody was so nice and friendly to me. I couldn't believe church could be like this. So I kept coming back, but still wore my long sleeve shirt. Then one Sunday after church, I spoke to Pastor Dan and told him about my tattoos. He told me not to worry about it. He said I can be myself. And the church loved me and accepted me as I am. From that day onwards, I felt comfortable coming to church and to worship God as I am. I even joined the answer group. From Pastor Dan's sermons, I understood why Jesus died on the cross. He died on the cross to pay for my sins. I was blown away that Jesus could do that for me. So I decided to put my faith in him as my Saviour. Now I believe that all my sins have been forgiven and that I have eternal life. I'm so glad I call the Rocks my home. Here I'm accepted and I'm growing in my faith. Want to thank all the volunteers for creating this amazing place for people like me where I can come and feel free to explore God and Jesus. I'm here to declare that Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Saviour.
Hi everybody, this is my mate Matt Busevac, and I'm so proud of him. You know, he was back there worshiping God, and he's a big bloke, but he's crying right now. This is important to you, and I know your journey has been long, but I'm so proud of you. I'm so privileged to be able to take part in your faith journey. I'm so glad for this church that can create this environment for you to explore faith and know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And we got your back, Matt.
Okay, ready for the compassion.
God is your Heavenly Father.
You,
he loves you so much.
Amen.
So Matt, before I baptize you, let me ask you, do you believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins? And because he paid for the penalty of your sins, that all your sins have been forgiven by him, and that you are accepted by him, that you will spend eternity with God in heaven forever and ever, and no one can take that away from you. Do you believe that?
I do.
Well, Matt, based on that confession of faith, it is my honor, my privilege to baptize you, my brother. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Matt, if you're here, you're a big guy. So now you know why from that point on, we have two people in water, just to make sure. Jesus said, I will build my church. And he's inviting you and I to partner with him. Don't tell me that story is not worth living for. Don't tell me that story is not giving our money to. It's not worth serving our time in. Don't tell me, you know, there's something else that will give you more joy as followers of Jesus Christ than hearing stories like that. Because let me guarantee you, there's nothing that will bring you more joy than that. So right now, before we get Tim to come over to the stage and explain to us what we can do in response to this vision of God for our church, let's celebrate what God has done over the years in our church and what he's going to do in and through your life.
Hey friends at The Rocks, Perko here from the Irresistible Churches Network. I am so excited for you guys to all be together on this unique Sunday, celebrating all that God has done in the life of your church over the last 12 months, both in Belldivis and in Cannington. It is so exciting to hear the stories of what God is doing there in Perth. And I just want to say a huge thank you to all of you for the investment that you're making, not just in your church and there in the community in Perth, but also through the network of churches that you are a part of with the Irresistible Churches Network, and the difference that you are making in the lives of people literally all across Australia and New Zealand.
I love The Rocks because it's local, it's community, great preachers, and good coffee.
We love The Rocks because it's a place that loves people and includes everybody, and it's a great place for our kids to grow up and just get to know Jesus really well.
I love The Rocks because it's everything that I believe in. It's an expression of the things that are in my heart.
Hi, this is Michelle McCormick from Pregnancy Problem House. I just wanted to take a moment on behalf of our team to say thank you for your incredible support in the last year. Your team, your young adults, came and helped demolish this room and then helped put it back together again so that we would have a place to store the beautiful baby bundles that your team helped us to make so that we could provide these to local mums in crisis. Thank you so much for your generous support. We really look forward to our future partnership. Thank you, The Rocks.
I love The Rocks because of the great atmosphere that I find here, and also reminds me a lot home. That's great.
I love The Rocks because of community.
Yeah, I love The Rocks because of the really handsome barista.
We love The Rocks because we can connect to everyone.
Hey, big shout out to The Rocks. My name is Dan from Heart for the City Church. And what an amazing church you guys are. You have such a powerful revelation of the Father's heart and our mission to his lost sons and daughters. And you're also a resource to the wider kingdom, which our church can testify to firsthand. You guys have been such a massive blessing to our house through not only your example and fellowship, but also through mentoring financially and releasing Pastor Dan for preaching and teaching to our church and leaders. So thank you.
I love Rocks because I really feel here very welcome from the first day, and I already was able to make new friends, and it's a new family for me.
I love The Rocks because it's become such a family and the community here is just amazing.
I love The Rocks because the community is really loving, and especially the young adults are all really friendly.
So as you think about the year ahead and the vision that God has for you and your church, I know that you'll be including churches all around Australia and New Zealand in that vision. And I'm so thankful for the investment that you are making into the lives of people that perhaps you'll never get to meet on this side of heaven, but it's making a huge difference. So thank you so much.
Yeah, come on, let's put our hands together. That deserves a round of applause. Isn't it wonderful to see what God has been doing over the course of the last 12 months, not only in our lives individually, but in the lives of our faith community? And you know, at the end of the day, the only reason why any of that is possible, why any lives get changed or people find faith or people find belonging and connection, is because of the grace of God and because of the faithfulness of people just like you. And at the end of the day, it's your generosity, it's your love, it's your service, it's your kindness, it's your hospitality that makes this faith community what it is. And I reckon you need to take a moment to put your hands together and show your love and appreciation this morning for one another, for the incredible gift that you are to each other and to our community. Come on, you can do better than that. Show your love and appreciation this morning. That's so good. Now, when you came in, you found a card like this on your seat, and I want you to take a moment to grab it and flip it over and have a look at it. And in a lot of ways this morning, this call to action card represents your invitation. Your invitation to become a builder and a partner and a contributor to the life of this church and to our shared future together. I know for many of you, you already are givers and servers, and you are connectors and lovers, and you are deeply committed to the future of this church. And for that, we're deeply grateful. But for you, today is your opportunity to rededicate yourself to the task of giving and serving and connecting and growing and going so that the plans and purposes of God are achieved for our faith community. But maybe you're here today and you have never made a commitment like that. Maybe you've never given of your time or your energy or your resource into the life of a faith community like this. And today is going to be a watershed moment for you, because as Pastor D said earlier, God is activating something inside of you right now. And today you're going to step across the line and you're going to become a giver and a server and a connector and a lover. And there are so many ways in which you can help build what God is building here and partner with Him in doing so. And the first, obviously, is through giving financially into the life of the church. Here at The Rocks, we call people who give regularly into the life of our church from their financial resource, kingdom builders. And kingdom builders are simply people who say, I'm so committed to our future and to what it is God wants to do that I want to invest my money into this house. And so we practice what we call percentage giving. And that just simply means that people take a percentage of their income and they give it to God, and in doing so, honor Him and demonstrate their commitment to one another. And we're not prescriptive about that percentage because the Bible isn't prescriptive about it. But many people take 10% as a guide, because there's some precedent for it in the scriptures. For many people, 10% is where they start, and then they go well over and above that and they give more. Others are working their way toward that 10%. At the end of the day, whatever percentage you decide to give is between you and God. You need to prayerfully and carefully seek God about what it is you can do, what it is you're able to do in this current season of life. And then make a commitment to doing that generously and faithfully and regularly and willingly and cheerfully, as the Bible exhorts us to do. Maybe for some of you sitting here today, you are already giving. And for that, we're deeply grateful. But maybe God's invitation for you today is to step into the stretch and to go above and beyond what you have already been doing. Maybe for you, your giving has become so manageable and so easy and so convenient that there isn't really an element of sacrifice in it anymore. And although we're not all able to give equal amounts, we can all make equal sacrifice. And so maybe God is inviting you to step into the stretch and go above and beyond and do something new in your giving. It's kind of like when you go to the gym. You know, when you start working out for the first time, maybe you can only, you know, do 10 kilograms on either side of your barbell. And for a while, that's really hard to do. But over time, you build capacity and you get stronger, and then you can add more weights to the bar. Well, maybe for some of you today, God's calling you to add more weights to your giving bar, to stretch yourself to a new level of giving. And if that's the case, then we want you today to just simply write down what it is that you feel in your heart God is calling you to give, and whether or not you plan to do that weekly, fortnightly, or monthly. If you would ask us, Tim, what is kind of most helpful for the church as far as our giving is concerned, we would say to give monthly and to give electronically via EFT or direct debit would be the most convenient for us, because it helps with our planning and our processing. But at the end of the day, we don't mind whether you give weekly, monthly, fortnightly. We're happy for you to do whatever works for you, as long as you're doing it as the scriptures exhort us to do, with joy, with generosity, with willingness, and with gratitude in your heart. So whether you are signing up to become a kingdom builder for the very first time or whether you are already giving into the life of the church, we want you to write down on the card today what it is you plan to give for the next 12 months. Of course, giving financially is not the only way we give into the life of the church. We can give of our time and our energy and our talent. And how many of you know there is not a single person sitting here today who is not gifted and graced by God in some way? You are a talented people. You are a gifted people, and God wants you to take that talent and that gift, and He wants you to use it to serve His purpose in building this house and establishing His kingdom here in this part of our beautiful city. And so maybe for you, the next step is to sign up to serve and join one of our volunteer teams and take that talent and that ability and use it to serve God's people here. It's one of the best ways to fast track your integration into the life of the church. There is nothing that will make you feel like you belong, like getting alongside other people, rubbing shoulders with them, meeting them, making friends, and serving together in the trenches. It'll make you feel like you are truly at home. And so maybe today, God's invitation to you is to step off the grandstand and onto the field and to stop being a spectator and start being a contributor in this game. And then thirdly, perhaps for those of you who are already giving and serving and doing so faithfully, maybe God's invitation to you today is to boldly and confidently reach out to people in your world, maybe family or friends or neighbors or work colleagues, and invite them to come along and be a part of this faith community, to hear the good news of what God has done in and through the person of Jesus, to invite them to share the hope and the love and the joy that we take for granted because we get to experience it every single week. They desperately need to know that God loves them, but they may never know unless you invite them to come along and hear the good news of what God has done in Jesus. And so we want to encourage you to write down today the names of three or four people who are in your world that God is putting on your heart right now. You can see their faces in front of you in your mind's eye. Write down their names and begin to pray for them now and make a commitment that you're going to invite them to come along to church sometime in the next 12 months. And who knows what God might do in their lives. And then last but not least, if you're here today and you're saying, Tim, I am so super excited about the future. I'm so excited about what I heard Dan share, and I really want to be a part of it. Right now, though, I'm just feeling so overwhelmed, and I've got so much going on in my world. I'm not even sure that I'm able to give much of myself. Hey, you know what? The good news about being part of a faith community like this is that it's not just about what you give. It's also about what you receive. And sometimes you just need to be on the receiving end of other people's love and encouragement and support and prayer. And so if there's anything that you need prayer for today, we'd love you to just write that down on the bottom of this card. Let us know what's going on in your world. And we'd love to pray with you and do whatever we can to support you and help you. But please let us know. And if you are here today as a guest, if it's your first time here and you're not necessarily ready to sign up and serve and give, we would nevertheless love to hear from you this morning. And we would love for you to be a part of this moment. So you're welcome to just write down on that card what it is we can pray for you. And we'd be honored to do that.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. For more great resources and to keep yourself up to date, head to our website. Visit therocks.church.